Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We return again to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 when he says, "You should pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation." Lead us not into temptation. Our catechism asks us, what does this mean? God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. The Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus could see the tempter at work in his disciples. On the night when Jesus was betrayed to death, a time when their prayers should have been most intense and focused, with bellies full of the Passover and more, his disciples slept while Jesus prayed. "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Jesus knew that he was putting his disciples on the front lines with him. They were sent into the world behind the royal banner of his cross. They were sent to actively engage a world that hated God, that crucified God in the flesh, and that would seek their death as well. They were sent to be in the world, but not of the world, as Jesus himself is. They were not cloistered away in a monastery or convent, or hermetically sealed up in their own little corner of the world. Jesus sent them out into the world as fully human creatures, filled with passions and emotions and loves and concerns. They would be tempted, and all the more because they were disciples of the Lord Jesus. All the disciples had for their defense, and the very best they had, was this tiny petition: "Lead us not into temptation." Jesus knows that though we have the entire forgiveness of our sins in his name, that we have his body and blood, that we have already been crucified, buried, and raised with him in baptism, nevertheless, we still have our stubborn, sinful flesh born of Adam hanging about our necks. We have the world which pushes our buttons daily and drives us to anger and impatience. We have the devil, the tempter and evil one, the father of all lies and death, who fires his flaming darts of deception into our hearts to cause us to despise and neglect God's gifts of his word, baptism, and the Lord's Supper, and to seek false terms of peace with God. We are constantly surrounded on every side by temptation, both from without and from within. And so we must daily pray, "Lead us not into temptation." God tempts no one. Make no mistake about that. Temptation is not God's doing. James writes, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." The triune God is not behind our temptations. The unholy trinity of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh are. And they will pursue and torment us all the way to the grave. But God tempts no one. God does permit temptation to come to us, however. Make no mistake about that either. The disciples' prayer is not, "Our Father, give me a life of ease, free from worry and temptation, and please don't ever let anything bad or painful happen to me." That's not the kind of prayer that Christ, who hung on a cross, would teach his disciples to pray. Though truth be told, it sounds an awful lot like my prayers. Maybe it does yours. Temptation is not removed from the life of the Christian. Instead, it's actually amplified and accented. To be human is to be tempted. Christ is most fully human when he was most fully tempted of all men by the devil and by the world. To be a Christian, to die and live in Christ by faith, is to be most fully human and most fully tempted. Temptation is both testing and seduction. It is the devil's seduction to taste the forbidden fruit, to reach over the limit of God's word and to be like God, experiencing good and evil, but apart from God. Yet the same temptation is also testing. God takes the devil's attempt to seduce us and uses it to exercise and strengthen our faith in Christ. Just as a muscle needs to be stretched and strained in order to become hard and strong, so faith in Christ needs to be exercised in the daily temptations of this life, as we are continually tested to see whether we will act like baptismally reborn children of God that we are, or go back to the way of our natural birth as children of Adam. The strongest Christians are often sorely tempted. St. Paul warned the spiritually secure Corinthians, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." And then the apostle goes on to provide assurance in the midst of temptation. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Lead us not into temptation." We're praying that God would guard and protect us from false identity, false meaning, and false security, that he would bury our old Adam in the death of Jesus, that Jesus Christ would be our God, and that we would look nowhere else for peace but to his wounds presented to us in the Word and in the sacrament, that he would be our shelter when everything around us is falling apart, that he would hide us in Christ just as he did Moses in the cleft of the rock. We are praying that God would block every path and destroy every idol that leads to unbelief, shame, and death. We're praying that God would give us the will and the strength to flee every temptation with the same terror as Joseph fleeing Potiphar's seductive wife. We're praying that God would teach us to use his word against temptation as Jesus did in his one-on-one encounter with the devil in the wilderness. We are praying that God would keep us alert in prayer by his Holy Spirit so that we would not succumb to the drowsiness of the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. Like the first three petitions of the Our Father, this one is also very dangerous. We are placing into jeopardy the very things that tempt and distract us: our property, possessions, honor, family, success, and self-esteem. And we are demanding that God would free us from anything that would cause us to doubt his word of life and forgiveness spoken to us through his Son, that he would send us into battle fully clothed with the whole armor of God, so that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to withstand clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. To feel temptation is quite a different thing from consenting and yielding to it. The drunkard may say, "Lead us not into temptation," but if he prays it while walking through the doors of a bar, it's not a petition which he intends for God to take seriously. Likewise, a thief planning his next theft, or an adulterer planning an adultery, or a Christian planning to skip church. We will all feel temptation at one time or another. Young people are tempted by things of the flesh, by pleasure and play. Older people are tempted by power, prestige, and possessions. Others are tempted in spiritual matters by grave doubts and feelings of unbelief and despair. But we cannot be harmed by the mere feeling of a temptation, no matter how strong it may be, so long as we struggle against it with the Word of God and prayer and desire to be rid of such feelings once and for all. Our comfort in every temptation is that Christ was tempted for us, And it is Christ who is tempted in us. And it is Christ who prays this petition with us. He is our strength and our victory. He has conquered the tempter for us by dying on the cross, and we need not, indeed we must not, go it alone. This petition guards and protects us from trying to deal with temptation apart from Jesus. Were we to try and go it alone without him, we would only make things worse. But Christ has conquered the tempter for us. And in Christ, we are indeed more than conquerors. With this one tiny little petition on our lips, lead us not into temptation. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever in Christ Jesus. Amen.